The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, we've heard so much about some of the protest. We've heard about public buildings being looted, being damaged, being burned down. We saw the Wendy's burn in Atlanta. By the way, that Wendy's was that site was cleared yesterday. Just bulldozed the whole building. We've seen the devastation in cities like Seattle, New York, Los Angeles in some areas. Portland, Oregon, for example, yesterday, after, you know, weeks and weeks of unrest. Guess who the Democrat mayor of Portland, Oregon, asked to stay home? Mayor Ted Wheeler. He lashed out at the Department of Homeland Security on Twitter yesterday, urging federal agents to stay inside or leave his city. Wheeler wrote, I told the acting secretary that my biggest immediate concern is the violence federal officers brought to our streets in recent days and the life-threatening tactics his agents use. We do not need or want their help. I mean, this is just how crazy things are. One of the parts of the story, though, you're probably not hearing is, for example, the story out of Boston, where Boston police were investigating an arson attack on a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary this past weekend. It's the second attack in the U.S. on a statue of the Virgin Mary in the last couple of days. Or maybe even during the same weekend in which two Catholic churches were set on fire. They're investigating for arson. According to the report, police were called to a fire on Bowden Street in the Dorchester neighborhood of Boston around 10 o'clock. On July the 11th, local police confirmed that a statue of the Blessed Virgin located outside the Church of St. Peter's Parish had been set on fire and suffered damage. Local police and firefighters responded to reports that an unknown individual had set the fire to plastic flowers in the hands of the statue, causing smoke and flame damage. You can see images here of things being spray painted on these statues. One of the Catholic churches was literally set on fire while parishioners were inside. On July the 10th, the Diocese of Brooklyn announced that New York City police were investigating the vandalism of a statue of the Virgin Mary at Cathedral Prep School and Seminary in Queens. Security footage shows an individual approaching the 100-year-old statue shortly after 3 a.m. on Friday morning and painting the word idol on the front of it. So, you know, you've got these Catholic churches all around the country being attacked. And again, a fire, for example, at the San Gabriel Mission in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. It's a 249-year-old mission in the Los Angeles area. But you're not hearing this story. The mainstream media, they're too busy to report on churches being damaged like this. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in. It's 726 here on 94.5 The Answer. Let's go to the phones. Jim is in Forest City. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Joey?
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, well, I am too, but the country's a mess. These things started actually earlier than this weekend. They started on June 22nd when Black Lives spokesperson Sean King tweeted that all the stained glass windows and murals of the white Jesus and his European mother and the whitey friends have got to go. That night in Holland, there was a shrine to the Black Madonna of Częstochowa, and there's hundreds of shrines to the Black Madonna, was attacked and spray painted, and there they actually left their signature at the bottom, BLM. Then the next day in Peoria, Illinois, at a local Catholic church, they started experiencing their own vandalism. Then on June 30th in a Marian shrine in Canada, they decapitated all these statues. And these, New York and Boston aren't the only one. Then, of course, they began tearing down the statues of St. Junipero Serra, who's a real hero in California. The mission they torched in California was one of the 11 that he founded. So it's under investigation, but it's everyone pretty much knows it was arson. And so there are, it's just across the country, across the world, and the newspapers aren't linking up the stories. They don't want to talk about the fact that BLM has declared war on the Catholic Church. There's a good reason why they have. Is history will tell you it's the Catholic Church is the only one historically that stood up to communism, and they are communists and they're Marxists, so their inherent their traditional enemy is the Catholic Church, and their little goons are out there being active.
Well, you know, Jim, it's disturbing when you read these stories. You know, another example I mentioned a minute ago, you've got like this past weekend down in Florida at the Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Ocala, Florida. You had this young guy, 24-year-old Stephen Shields, who crashed his minivan into the church. He set the church on fire while parishioners were actually inside preparing for the morning mass.
They were saying mass.
Yeah, I mean, and he just he sets it on fire. I mean, it's just crazy the stuff that's going on.
I mean, how do you put the point? I'll just put it the best way I can. I think if these were synagogues, you'd see more of a story. But I'm guessing. That's not a fair comment to make, so we'll drop that there. But there's a conscious effort not to link these stories together, and there's too many of them going down that they're not connected. And there is a specific statement made on June 22nd, and that statement was made 3 weeks into the cultural uprising.
Yeah.
So they didn't attack these things from the beginning. They've shifted focus. Right now in St. Louis, there's Catholic parishioners guarding the statue of St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, it's all disturbing. Look, you shouldn't have to have parishioners guarding church from looting and. Appreciate your phone call, Jim. Appreciate your input. It's 7:31 here on 94.5 WGTK.